purpose.
Ring, ring, ring. You can't have an argument. We're recording now. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello, Batman Hotline.
Hello, it's Jack here from the We Have a Meeting podcast. How are you getting on
Not
today?
Not interested.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got a little co-host role over here I was thinking of getting you involved in.
Who am I replacing?
There's a guy called Kaz Bompson. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
The godfather of modern sales.
Godfather of my you've changed usually it says Zach and then your job title, but you've got rid of it today.
Because we were on a podcast the other day with someone and I realised it said it.
I know. And we haven't spoken about that in person, have we? But that was quite funny, wasn't it?
It said that.
Yep, openly, yep, founder. If you're not watching this on video, you are missing out. Great. Zach Thompson, I want to speak to you about the start of a cold call today.
Okay.
So what a big thing that we were working on recently internally is obviously we want to maximize conversations, but it's very, very easy. Obviously, pattern interrupts work, permission-based openness work, but we're also wrestling with the chimp part of the brain. So what can we make sure we're doing to make sure we're getting into conversations and making the most of a connection? Because 2024, it's hard to even get a hotline bling connection in this day and age. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. The analogy I always give, Jack, if I can call you that, is if I was walking to my car after work and someone stopped me in the street and said, "Do you want to talk about wood lice that deserve a second chance?" And they had a little clipboard in their hand. I'd say, whoa, I'm a bit busy. Or I've got to get to my car. Or my initial response isn't, "Sorry? Yeah, I want to talk about that right now, straight after work in the freezing cold pitch black."
Mm-hmm.
So what's true in real life is true in sales. And there's this concept that I've got of the inner gatekeeper. So I might have got through to Jack Frimston, what's your job role?
Business partner.
Business partner. Jack. So I might have got through to Jack, the business partner, and then I might be starting to pitch him, but I'm not actually through to the human side of his brain yet. I'm actually through to the inner gatekeeper who's still looking for that. Is this safe? Do I just need to get to my car, actually? Do I really want to talk about wood lice?
Exactly. So how do we diffuse the inner gatekeeper? What are those things that do that?
Well, actually, back that one back to you. You've got three rules that fit in the palm of my hand, and if I want to, they might fit in my pocket. I'll let you say them.
Humor, honesty, and allowing people space to say no.
One more time.
Humor, honesty, and allowing people space to say no. So that's why.
Give me some examples in application.
So, I mean, a classic permission-based opener of, "Zach, I'll be honest, it's a sales call, honest. I don't know if that makes you want to drop kick your phone or let me have 30 seconds. Completely up to you." So you can say no to that, and I'm trying to be humorous.
Okay.
So that's one. I always think, like, are you adaptable when somebody says no? So we hear it all the time. Sales directors that have got a team of people making calls don't take sales calls. Okay. Okay. So what do you do? A lot of people in those situations panic and go, "All right, okay." There are different things you can do, but it does depend on your personality and how adaptable you are. But if somebody says, "I don't take sales calls," what do we do with any kind of objection? I'm not saying that is an objection, but what do we do with any kind of objection?
Just on that, before we move on, there's a gentle reframe of things that people say, I think. You know, like the pattern interrupts don't work, mm-hmm. or sales directors don't take cold calls, or this happened before. What you want to start saying to yourself so that you see the world as it actually is, not as you want it to be: pattern interrupts don't work for me.
Mm.
A sales director didn't take a call from me, not doesn't take sales calls. You did something that made them not want to have that conversation with you. There's no such thing as a bad prospect.
Mm.
You can catch people at the most terrible times, but to your point, it's how you navigate those scenarios. Jack, what was your question initially?
I can't remember, being completely honest, but it was a good one. I think it's so someone says I don't take a sales call. Okay. So
Yeah,
what can
I
we
are
do?
we playing that out?
But yeah, do you want to play that out?
Let's play that out, all right?
Yeah, the question
Ring.
was, the question was the first, sorry, I know where we are now. What's the first thing that you do with any kind of like objection?
Welcome it. Always
Welcome it.
welcome it. There's no such thing as a bad objection. The reason for that is quite simple. If I'm in that fight or flight mode, you've chosen to fight with fight. So now your scenarios are very limited.
Exactly. So you say I don't take sales call, and I go, yep, yeah, makes sense. That's fair enough, Zach. I guess when you say you don't take sales calls, is that you don't take any sales calls, or you heard my voice and thought the idea of speaking to somebody from the south of England is your idea of hell?
Exactly. Talk us through why you're doing that.
Well, I'm kind of giving them a few options rather than asking a big open question because they don't really know where to take it. I'm giving them a few options, but I'm trying to like interrupt that normal pattern. It's very easy for whoever it is to say, I don't take sales calls. They might have even heard that pattern interrupt before and they say, I don't take sales calls. And most people will say, cool. Whereas if somebody says, well, let's unpack that. If I was to say to you, why don't you take sales calls? That's confrontational. If you were to label it, it'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, fair enough. It feels like there's a reason you don't take sales calls, or it feels like you get a lot of these, so you've given up even giving people the time of day anymore. Just a little bit of being different. Remember, 99% of sales calls do sound the same, and they probably follow similar formats. What are you doing to stand out when others zig? Why aren't you zugging?
Exactly. I couldn't help but zog. I think also another little thing to try here is you should always accept that we all exist in a status bubble of some type. We're tribal animals, so you exist in some sort of status bubble, right? So when someone says to you, you're selling perhaps to a particular type of person, and they pick up the phone and say, I don't take sales calls, you can use status to your advantage here. You can say, you know what, you're the first recruitment director who said that to me today. Most of them do take sales calls. Why are you different? Yeah, so there's a status play there. Or if you want it to go the other way, not be super challenging, you can say, you know, I'm having one of those days. Every recruitment director that I've spoken to today has told me that exact same thing. What's going on? And what you do then is you lean on the tribe, and obviously people feel much safer as part of a tribe.
And then they start to open up, and then all of a sudden you've got them, and then there's an opportunity to maybe go for another ask. We were talking this morning, if someone was like, just send me an email or call me back another time, I don't have the time, I'm busy. Okay, so time's a big one. You had a beautiful explanation of that. What do we do in those situations where people don't have the time?
So it's in, so I can tell you what you don't do, what you don't want to do. So people can do the first bit right. They can go, yeah, appreciate it. I've cold called you completely out of the blue, but then they can, I've just heard someone say time, and then say, I completely agree with you. I totally get it. A lot of people are really busy. Could I just have 30 seconds to sum up why I've called? I've just said I haven't got enough time. So now the welcoming feels false, which is the issue. So the counter to that would be not to mention time. We're all still talking about time. We all still exist in time. I can't make time cease to exist. But instead, what I might say is, yeah, appreciate that. I tell you what, just to make sure it's worthwhile calling you back, can I just tell you why I've called? If it's not relevant, I won't bother you again. So all I'm doing is just removing the idea of time. You don't want to, someone's basically held something up and you've just gone, let's get rid of that. Like it's,
Yeah,
you
don't
can't be
care about you,
combative.
your feelings. Yeah, so I think the top tips, the takeaways, if you're cold calling, people are always gonna you're gonna hear weird and wonderful things that people say. I think things aren't that different. Like you might hear, I don't take sales calls, I'm in a meeting, can you send me an email? Actually, if you spent a whole week cold calling, you are gonna get the odd weird and wonderful one that you've never heard before. But the majority of them will probably fit into a bubble of similarity.
Yeah, I agree. Let's do something. Let's do something, right? Because I think people get thrown by like the curveballs, don't they? So I'll be the prospect, you be the salesperson, and I'll throw you some curveballs, and let's just see how you'd navigate it.
Wow. Okay. Zach, is it?
Depends who's calling.
Great question, Zach. Well, I'll be honest with you. It is a sales call. Yeah. I don't know. Oh, you sound disappointed. I don't know if that makes you want to slam down the phone or let me run through in 30 seconds.
Is it about sex?
Is it about sex? What makes you ask that?
Well, you're either ringing me about something good, like sex, or you're ringing me about something bad, like loans.
Loans. Okay. And if I said it wasn't about sex or loans, is that you can have 30 seconds, run through it, I'm excited for it now, or actually the curiosity is making me want to slam the phone against the wall?
Well, where are you calling from?
Great question. Can I whisper through it? And then obviously I don't want to take more of your day if I don't need to. And if it's not relevant by the end, we'll leave it there. Fair?
Can I put you on loudspeaker?
You can, but I've got to ask one question before you do.
Go on.
Who's in the room?
Sarah.
What does Sarah do?
She does cold calls.
Okay. So is that a you're comparing me to Sarah right now? And if I'm good, then we get to have a conversation. Or actually, you put me in a pedestal and I'll never be as good as Sarah.
Sounds like you know Sarah.
Well, we typically get invited in by ambitious...
But I think, look, it's a silly game, but it puts people in a spot of, can you be creative? Can you be the improviser? Which I think you do so well. You know, if anyone's ever watched the cold calling show that we sometimes do, some of the funniest things that I've ever heard you say are in there, and I've been friends with you for a really long time. what's the one that I'm thinking of right now?
I chop stuff, that guy. What do you chop? I don't know. I can't remember. Funny though.
Really. Funny.
Give us a. Yeah, I think it's that. Can you improvise? Can you be adaptable? Can you think on your feet? That is a skill that you want to work towards. What's the secret mission? Because obviously there was a secret mission to do with. Owen from Air Marketing, and somebody did it and they screenshotted it, and I thought that was brilliant.
Someone else did it and they got the voucher off me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got
it. Because the other person sent it to me.
The instructions were send it to me, weren't they? Yeah. Okay. The first person to post on LinkedIn saying, we have a meeting, tag us, we have a meeting, are better than Air Marketing by a mile.
But put a mile and a half.
A mile and a half. And they have to tag in Marco AR and Jack
in the comments. Yeah.
And just put thoughts. If you do that, I'll give you £100.
Voucher. Just for tax purposes, it's a voucher, not cash.
Voucher. And it has to come from the Cayman Islands. But if you do it and you're the first person to do it, you get £100. If you're the second person to do it, you get £200. What?
What?
Exactly. Think about it. I've been Zach Thompson. Who the fuck have you been?
Thank you. Good night.
Cheers.